Hey, and welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I am one of your hosts, Emily Smith, along with Mac Warren. If you're new to this podcast, we will be interviewing Lincoln Land Community College faculty, staff, and our students to learn more about the great programs and opportunities here at LLCC. And you will also get to meet some of the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. And today, we are so excited to be able to introduce Dean Butzo, Professor of Geography here at Lincoln Land Community College. So welcome to the podcast, Dean.
Thank you for having me, Emily and Mac.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to teaching at Lincoln Land? I know you're also a Master Pearson Teacher winner, too.
Sure, yes. This is my 18th year at Lincoln Land, and boy, the time flies. I actually started out, and I always tell my students this, too, I started out as a chemistry major in college, and it wasn't until my sophomore year that I was like, I don't really like chemistry. So I went back to look at the course catalog, and I saw there were courses on the weather and courses on maps. And I'm like, hey, I've always liked this. I just didn't know I could actually do something with it. So I dropped my chemistry courses and then I took geography courses and just really fell in love with the field. So I graduated with a geography degree. I actually focused on broadcast meteorology. That's what I was planning on doing. But then my path changed again, and I decided to go to grad school and again in geography, and I was a teacher's assistant. I still didn't know I was going to teach. That really wasn't even on my radar, and one of my professors asked me if I wanted to teach a class, and I said, well, sure, I might as well give it a try, and then I liked it. And so I actually did teaching part-time in the evenings, and then I worked at a software development company where I worked in the mapping department, so that was still in my field as well. And then Lincoln Land came along, and then I have a little bit of a funny story with that. When I was there for my interview, there was a tornado warning, and we all had to go down and seek shelter, and I thought, this has to be a sign. Because I teach the weather and this is all coming together so well. I have to be here at Lincoln Land. So then I got the job and then I've been happy ever since at Lincoln Land. Yeah.
Dean, some students may think they know what geography is or what geography means, but it does entail a lot more than most of us are aware of. Can you explain what exactly geography is to our listeners?
Sure. And again, a lot of times, you know, when I start the semester, a lot of students don't really know, you know, what they're getting into in terms of the course that they're taking, because a lot of times geography isn't necessarily taught at the high school level. You know, there aren't a lot of opportunities for those types of courses. So geography is more than just place names and location. Really what it is, it's the study of relationships, and I always point that out. It's always the relationships between people and their environments. And then I really point out the spatial relationships. Like, what is our place in space? We always kind of have to stop and think about how do we affect things and how do things affect us? So when we're looking at the study of geography, there's kind of two main branches that kind of stem off of geography. There's physical geography, which really looks at the properties of our Earth. We're looking at our atmosphere. We're looking at, you know, landforms and so on. And then the human geography. And the human geography is really how we interact with the Earth. And we can look at, you know, cultural geography, the networks of people and so on, you know, religion, languages, all these things kind of coming together. So that's really what it, in terms of bringing everything, it's kind of really your day-to-day life is what it is. You know, we're all, and I always tell my students, we're all geographers in one way or another.
I actually had a couple of friends who took a couple of your classes when I was in college at Lincoln Land, Dean, and they even said they had no idea what they were getting into, but how much they enjoyed it because they were not aware of everything that geography does entail, like you just described.
Well, and that's why I think I really love the subject, and I like just teaching about it, just because, you know, it's something that's new, and it's something that I always will tell my class, you're living what you're learning when you're taking a geography course, because what we're talking about, whether it's physical geography or weather and climate or human geography, you can walk out the door and use it right away. So that always excites me and gets me geeked out, I guess you could say, about geography and passing that on to my students.
Right. So last year at Rochester High School, we both went to a STEM fair there. Lincoln Land had a handful of tables there representing our different STEM fields here. And you, like I said, were among the faculty who attended. And I specifically remember you had some sort of software there that a lot of the students and the kids were kind of playing with and enjoying. Could you explain to us what that software is, what it does, what it shows, how it's involved in geography?
Yeah, sure. This is really, as I mentioned, there's different branches. And as one other branch is GIS, Geographic Information Systems, and it's geospatial technology. And really what GIS is, it's kind of, I guess you could say the formal definition, it's a framework for gathering, managing, and analyzing data. So you can integrate many different types of data. And then I like to always say you can attach it to a map. So you can do different types of analysis that way. So you're really analyzing spatial data. So if you're looking at a smartphone and you're using a mapping application, and it's telling you how to get from point A to point B, and you see, you know, maybe restaurants, or you see stoplights on the map, whatever that might be, those are all data points. And so those are all kind of coming together and giving that map intelligence. You know, we used to pull out paper maps back in the day, you know, everything was there. But with the geospatial technologies, you can turn these layers on and off, and you can do more intricate analysis. So when we were actually at the STEM fair, one of the things that we were looking at in terms of a GIS application, we were actually looking at tornado data across the United States. So we were able to turn on and off the different tornado strengths. So you could see, you know, which were the weaker ones, which were the stronger ones, what their paths were, did they cause injury, how about the amount of property damage, those types of things. So it really is a very extremely powerful tool. And we do offer GIS courses. We offer an intro GIS course and an advanced GIS course at Lincoln Land.
So you just touched a little bit on tornadoes. Can you tell us about your involvement with Storm Spotter and what you do with that?
Yeah, sure. We are very fortunate. The National Weather Service office is close to us. We have one in Lincoln. And in the spring of the year, that's severe weather awareness season, especially the month of March, because it's really starting to, you know, pick up. And every spring, the National Weather Service does spotter training courses, which are free. They're roughly about 3 hours or so. So they really give you all that necessary information so you know what to look for during a severe storm. We have been the past few years holding the Sangamon County spotter training. And so with that, then, you know, going through that process, you're actually a trained spotter. So I've been through that spotter training course too. So yeah, keep on the lookout for that, especially in the spring.
That sounds really cool, especially Illinois. The weather is very unpredictable, so that would be really useful to know.
Yes, actually it is, because we can have severe weather any time of the year. And so we always say spring is, you know, when it's the heart of it, but we've had significant tornadoes in November, for example, in December. So we really, you know, it's just whenever the ingredients come together, doesn't matter what time of day or night, we really need to be prepared.
Dean, what's involved in being a trained weather spotter? Are you on a list where you're called to go check something out, or what do you do with a trained weather spotter certification?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mac. Really, what they, you are a volunteer. So they, the National Weather Service has their webpage, and that's through weather.gov. And if conditions seem that they'll be favorable for severe weather, they actually have below it says they have a hazardous weather report, and they'll say spotter train or spotter activation may be necessary. So if you've been through that training, you know, they know you've been through that training. And so then you'll report, there's different ways in which you can report back to them, especially now with social media, and so on, to give them the, you know, what, you know, it, whether it's a picture, type of damage that was done, a flooded road, you know, all these things. Cause really, you know, a lot of times they're building that data set too, to see, you know, how bad that storm was. Now, if we were ever to have, for example, a tornado, the National Weather Service actually goes out after an event to analyze the data, or analyze the damage, I should say. And they can then determine, you know, how strong those winds were and such to determine the strength of that tornado.
Wow. All right. I think we will take a quick break and we will be right back with Dean. Who can you become at Lincoln Land Community College? A lifesaver, a communicator, a problem solver, a maker. You can become these and many more at Lincoln Land Community College. Stay close to home while still moving forward. Take the next step in who you were meant to be. Earn the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree or job-ready skills for a lot less money. Lincoln Land Community College, moving forward. Register now for spring classes.
All right, we're back with our chat with Dean. Dean, tell our listeners a little about why geography is important, maybe even why a student should know more about it.
Sure, yeah. This is one of the things, again, I like to really point out in my classes. There are what we call fundamental questions of geographic inquiry. So the questions are, for example, where is it located? And I always like to say, the where's and the why's and the how's. And then the big question is, so what does this all mean? Why is it significant? And we just have so many examples of that. I mean, look at COVID-19. I remember we were talking about back in January, I teach a human geography class, and we were talking about diffusion. And the news on this COVID-19 kind of thing at the time was just starting to come out. And we started to look at that, and we were like, oh, you know, we were talking about what we call contagious diffusion, you know, like flu is an example of that. And so this was obviously appearing to be contagious diffusion. I mean, little did we know, you know, 8 weeks later where we would be and where we would be 6 months later from that as well. But during that time, those, you know, before spring break, you know, we looked at, there's so many different maps and such, and, you know, showing, you know, where the spread was, where, you know, where you saw the most cases. And of course, that time it was China, and then it was moving to Europe, and of course, then over to the United States. And then we were looking at state levels and so on. So, I mean, I kind of geared off a little bit, but, you know, that was such a, you know, when you're talking about what's going on right now, and just the way that we're, you know, mapping that data and so on, if they talk about contact tracing and everything, that's all geography is what it is. So that's kind of the, you know, kind of one big way in which you can really, you know, bring it home, I guess you could say. But then there's other things too, like we recently had a hurricane, significant hurricane, Hurricane Laura, hit the Louisiana-Texas border. And the fall of the year is when hurricane season is at its peak, and actually September 10th is when it's at its peak. And so, but we're like, the questions that we're asking is, you know, where is this hurricane coming from? Where did it develop? Why did it develop there? What does it mean then when it comes up the Gulf Coast? And what happens when it goes over the warm waters of the Gulf. And of course, that provides some energy for it to fuel it. And so then look at all the people that were affected as well. And then we, of course, were bringing in, you know, the quarantines and so on that were taking place. And just, you know, your what we have to do for, you know, to be safe with COVID. So, you know, that's just a whole nother piece there. And we can even look at it day to day too. Think about when you get up in the morning. You know, one of the first things we always do is we look at the weather. What are we going to wear? Even if you get into your car and you drive to Lincoln Land, what way do you go? Why do you go that way? You know, what do you, what do you see on your path there? You know, why are they doing construction? Why is there a gas station there? All these things really kind of bring it home. So those are just some of the, you know, many ways in which we really can bring geography to our day-to-day lives.
So it is involved in so much. So could you tell us a little bit about maybe some career choices for students who want to study geography, maybe some paths they can take, why it's a good career choice? And I know that Lincoln Land also has some agreements with other schools too.
We offer at Lincoln Land, we actually offer the four core courses that would go into a geography major if you were to transfer to a four-year school. And that would be physical geography, world regional geography, human geography, weather and climate. And then we, as I mentioned, we also offer the GIS courses. So yeah, Emily, as you mentioned, we do have several 2+2 agreements with SIUE, Eastern Illinois, ISU as well. And what that means is you get your associates at Lincoln Land, you take your main geography courses, and then you can roll right into their geography program. You know, there's such things, some of the pluses, I guess you could say, with that too, is that you don't have to pay an admission or, you know, the admission fees, for example, you know, when you apply for the program, you're right up there at the top in terms of selecting your classes and those types of things. So they're all the 2+2, I really highly encourage, you know, we offer more than, you know, geography, but for students to really look into those, because it's a great way to follow a certain path. But then in terms of the different types of careers, as mentioned, the geospatial technologies, that's really, it's blossoming there too. There's a lot of jobs there. You can go into environmental planning as well. Meteorology, atmospheric science, there's geography and business, geography and government. So there's all different types of avenues that you can pursue if you're interested.
So a student has listened to this podcast and is completely sold on going into geography now, just life-changing. They are now a geography prospective student. Is there anywhere where they can go to learn more about Lincoln Land's geography programs?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great if everyone became a geography major. But yeah, again, you can always talk to me. We do have information on our Lincoln Land website too, in terms of, you know, the course catalog, the courses that you would take. But I also would recommend, if you're interested in pursuing it and kind of getting a better idea of what types of careers, jobs are out there, the American Association of Geographers, which is aag.org, there's a nice jobs and career tab out there that you can take a look at and investigate, you know, other types of, you know, the types of jobs that are out there. They get pretty detailed even in terms of, you know, average salaries and so on. But also another good tool, and I always tell my students this too, is, you know, if you're interested in geography or whatever field it might be, go to your transfer school's web pages too. So like with geography, I tell my students to go to the geography page. They always will include as well careers and jobs. But also too, they'll have their list of courses that you need to take. And I think that also gets students excited, because there's all these other different types of courses, you know, that they can take to fulfill that their requirements for their geography degree, whether it's the physical end or the human end of geography. So I would definitely recommend doing that as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dean, for joining us on the podcast today. Honestly, I learned even more about geography from you than I have ever known. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great to talk about geography. I'm always ready to talk about geography.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We will be speaking with Patrick Moore, Director of Concurrent Enrollment at Lincolnland Community College, to learn more about dual credit, teacher pipeline, College Now, and first semester programs. So make sure to tune in.
Thanks for listening to the Lincolnland Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
Fundamental Essentials of Geographic Inquiry. That could be its own. Yeah. That's our next podcast, Dean.
I could just do a weekly podcast.
There you go.